This is Weekend Edition. I'm Scott Simon. There's a poster taped up along the streets of Ramallah. Pictured in the foreground is an 8-year-old boy from the Amari refugee camp. His face seems fearful and tense. His arm is raised to throw a rock at Israeli troops we can't see. The picture was taken 11 years ago at the start of the Palestinian uprising against Israeli authorities in the West Bank. Superimposed behind the child in the poster is a young man. His eyes are half closed as he draws a bow across the strings of a viola. This fundraising poster for the National Conservatory of Music points out that the boy and the young man are the same person. His name is Ramzi Hussein, and his story is part of a documentary series called Worldviews. Sandy Tolan produced Ramzi's own account of his journey from street fighter to musician.
I used to pick up the rhythm and try to drum on the table or a bucket, anything that's hollow, on my knees, on my thighs. Even during classes, the teacher would be annoyed. Stop it, Ramzi.
Always.
And this is what I really wanted to do.
I will play now some 2 movement from Sonata Marcello, for Penta Marcello, Adagio. احنا قاعدين في غرفة صالون في بيت سيدي.
We're sitting here in the living room of my grandfather's house. At the center of the wall, there's a big frame embroidery of Al-Aqsa Mosque, the holy shrine in Jerusalem for Muslims. We made it ourselves.
مرسوم صورة مسجد الأقصى.
I used to sell newspapers and save up the money, so I'd never go to prison. I'd make a few hundred shekels and give them to my grandfather to keep and say to him, when they catch me, you pay the money to the army and I'll go free. Every time I was detained, my grandfather would use the money that I earned from selling the newspapers to bail me out of jail. This was at the beginning of the Intifada. One day, we heard that students were run over by an Israeli army vehicle on their way home from school. There were 4 or 5 of them. Some were killed and some were taken to the hospital. I heard it over and over on the radio that morning. I was very angry. There were demonstrations everywhere, so I joined the protests. I was 8 years old, I think. We wanted to resist the army. If we had guns, we would have shot them. I had a lot of feelings. It was like a game. We would hurl stones and run away. And after 5 minutes, we would come back to the same spot and hurl stones again. I was always on the front lines with my friends, standing in front of the younger kids to protect them. Sometimes when these younger kids threw stones, the stones didn't reach the soldiers. They'd land on our heads. Every time a stone would hit me, I would think that was it. It was a bullet. If I shaved my head, he would see all the bumps. I don't remember a day without throwing stones. It was every day. In the morning, I would go to the street and throw stones on my way to school. And the army vehicles would be outside the camp. Once school was over, the army would come in and spread throughout the camp. You can see the houses are clustered together and there are many in narrow alleys, like a maze. I used to leave the door to our house open so when the soldiers chased me, I could run inside immediately. We'd run up to the roof and start hopping from one roof to the other until we got to my uncle's house. Once I was running away from the soldiers, I wanted to take a left to home. I saw 2 soldiers coming from that alley. I looked to my right. There were 2 soldiers coming out that way. So I went straight, and then they shot at me. And one of the bullets went between my legs.
كل حجرة ضربتهم أبروزهم يعني هيك عطهم في إشي زي متحف ولا إشي.
I wish I could collect all of the stones I threw and frame them or put them on the wall or put them in my own museum. Because I was only a child and all I had was a stone.
يعني كانت يعني كان يعني كان انه ضلنا احارب الجيش في الحجر يعني كل حياتي وانا صغير.
When I was growing up, I thought that I would spend all my life throwing stones. But what kind of achievement is that? You get to the point where you can't really know how to throw a stone and hit your target. Okay, the stone has helped us. But I cannot say that that's a big achievement for Palestine. The stone is not an international achievement. Music is an international achievement.
أنا بدرس في رام الله في المعهد الوطني للموسيقى.
I am studying at the National Conservatory of Music in Ramallah. There are 150 students. There are very few rooms, maybe 3 or 4, and very few teachers. I love it. The first time I started learning, I couldn't get it right. I wanted to get these beautiful sounds. And all the sounds that were coming were not beautiful. They were ugly and strange. And I knew it would take time. My teacher Antoine is originally from Vietnam, but he lives in France. He plays the violin and the viola. The French government sent him here on a program to help us.
Yes, here improvisation, beginning of an
I feel myself growing bigger and bigger when I play, and it's so relaxing.
My name is Antoine Femme. Ramzi is a very clever with the viola. He practices very conscientiously. He's a very romantic player for someone who has only 2 years of practicing. He's very incredible. He can play Brahms, he can play every kind of composer. He can play Jim Morrison or Hendrix with the same passion. I think Ramzi, he can, wherever he go, it can be in South Africa or in Australia, or he will go very well. He always come back on his feet, like a good boxer, you know?
زمان أبوي يعني فصل عن أمي.
My mother and father separated when I was 4 years old. At first, my father suggested that she keep us. We were 4 kids, and he gave her money. She refused, so we came here to live with my grandparents and my aunt.
يعني كنا أنا وسيدي وستي وعمتي أو أبوي.
My grandparents always used to tell us stories. They always used to tell me that they were from Naani, the village in old Palestine, and the Jews came and expelled them.
كلهم الظهر يوم أجل خواجه على الفرس قال بدكم ترحلوا كلهم يوم صرنا نطلع كلنا خواجه شلون.
I knew the Jewish man who came to warn us. We knew him because we used to buy oranges from his group. One night he came riding into our village on horseback. He was not wearing a shirt. He was shouting, "You have to go. They are coming. You will all be dead." We told him, "We didn't want to believe. They are not going to do anything." He said, "No, no, no. They will kill you. They were taking over all the villages around us. They were killing people in Deir Yassin." So we believed him. We left without anything, walking through the mountains. Every time we would come to the well, I used to dangle a piece of cloth, usually my headscarf, in the water of the well, and then squeeze it into the mouth of my baby. Oh, many people died on the way here. Many people died.
طول عمري طول عمري يعني تقريبا يعني شبه يومي يومي كل يوم اسمع سيدي يحكي.
They came here. They lived in tents. And then my grandfather had to work hard to build this house here.
يعني شو اسمه؟
My grandfather wanted me always to remember where I come from and to remember Naani, to study and get a degree and be somebody. He was thinking about me becoming an engineer or a doctor or something. I took a different path. He thought that by becoming somebody, I would serve Palestine.
السنة الماضية رحت على أبل هيل. أبل هيل هاي في نيو هامشير.
Last year I went to Apple Hill. It's a music camp in New Hampshire, in America. After 2 weeks, we gave a performance, like a concert. And the parents of the players came along with other people from the surrounding area. I wasn't aware of the difficulty of the Mozart pieces until I tried. I became nervous. I was afraid I wouldn't be able to do it. I went to the director of the camp. I said, "This is too fast." He said, "What does that mean?" He wanted to know whether I would do it or not. I was thinking about it when finally my old teacher, Peter, arrived. And the moment I saw him, I was very encouraged. He told me, "You will do it." I was thrilled to be able to play that beautiful music. It's very beautiful. I feel that it's profoundly relaxing. Although I get very involved in it, because there's a lot of feelings. There is joy, there is sadness, and you really feel it. Sometimes I feel like I cannot control my feelings. I cannot even control my body. And the director of the camp was so happy, he couldn't contain himself. Because the four of us, it was me from the West Bank, one Palestinian from Nazareth, an Israeli and a Jordanian. Fadi from Jordan plays the cello. Bishari from Nazareth plays the piano. And Nati from Tel Aviv plays the violin. It was like a symbolic gesture. When I was in Apple Hill, what I felt was that we were all being treated equally, without any discrimination. We used to sing all night and watch the sunrise and then go swimming. Yes, I did feel there is a chance for coexistence. But I didn't carry the feeling back. My life here is different from there. It's not the same. The moment we landed at the airport, they took me aside and interrogated me for a long time. They opened the luggage and searched my belongings piece by piece. They even searched my body.
It
makes me feel like I'm about to explode. Because I'm here, I'm a Palestinian. And the Israelis bring people from abroad, immigrants, and they confiscate lands, build new things for them. And I'm just watching. It's true they might not take my personal property, but they have already taken my land. And I feel it's just being repeated again and again. And I cannot do anything about it.
عرفت إنه في كونسرت يعني لأمين.
One night I had heard there was a concert by a flute player, a French flute player, who was going to play with my teacher Antoine. It was a cold night, very foggy. You could barely see the streets. We went to a church on the grounds of a school. The hall was not heated. We were sitting there freezing. The concert started and the players were feeling very cold. We were sitting in the balcony, in the last row. There was a bunch of us. My friend Ramadan went and bought us falafel sandwiches and Coca-Cola. They performed Shahrazad. We were sitting there, eating slowly and quietly, and just listening.
كان في فلسطين يعني الفلسطينيين معاهد انه يتعلموا يعني ينشئ جيل يعني هيك جديد.
I want to see many conservatories opening in all of Palestine, and I want for the children to understand that there is something called the viola and the violin. Now when I go to the US and they see that I'm a Palestinian who plays the viola, they see that we are a people who are capable. We are like everybody else in the world. We can do a lot. I hope that one day I'll be a teacher and a professional viola player. I hope one day we'll have a big orchestra and we'll tour the world in the name of Palestine. I want to show the world that we are here on the map.
Ramzi Hussein recently received a scholarship to study the viola in France. He begins this fall. His story was produced by Sandy Tolan and edited by Sharon Green as part of the Worldviews documentary series. Translations in the Ramzi Hussein story were read by Mohamed Al-Assis and Zakia Aruri. The Worldviews series is funded by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is NPR's Weekend Edition. I'm Scott Simon.